everybody. Welcome to the Faith and Fandom podcast. Today, going over the Artist Alley aftermath for Power Comic Con March 2023. This is the first Comic Con I've done in Florence, South Carolina in maybe a year. It's been a little while. I haven't done a Florence Comic Con in quite a minute. They were one of the few cons to continue just trucking right along during the pandemic. And so I did a lot of those during the pandemic, and I don't know, scheduling or whatever just kind of prohibited me from getting there sooner. But this one looked promising as far as my time and schedule. So I signed up for this one. And according to the nice lady that I contacted, I got the last Artist Alley booth available. So huzzah. I'm glad I got in. Had some rejection from cons lately, so I am counting my blessings for everyone that says yes. The Power Comic Con happens twice a year, March and September. It's a one-day show at the Florence Center, which is the convention center right across from the mall in Target in Florence, South Carolina. And it's a pretty easy jaunt. It's just under an hour, or just right at an hour from my house to convention center. And so it's a pretty light load in terms of cost and things like that. Today just got right up and left out about 7 a.m. and headed down there with a fresh mix CD, because I still like to make mix CDs because I'm an old man. And I like the fun of planning out 80 minutes of music and then listening to it ad nauseum for the next 6 weeks. But headed down there with some fresh music, and was glad. It was a pretty easy setup. I've been in the same spot a few times recently, and one of the first things I saw when I got in there today is that I was right across from some friends of mine that run a metal sign shop. Like, they make some really cool custom metal signs. I've talked about them several times before on the podcast. But they're from Georgia, near Savannah. Their home show is the Empire Comic Con, which we've spoken of several times before as well. And you know, they're good people. They're good to me. They're very kind, and so I was grateful to have them directly across from me. I'm going to talk about my location today at the show, because it's going to play into some key plot points. So I had them beside me. I had a graphic artist directly to my right. Directly to my left was me, because there was a pillar that had a mirror that was in perfect sync with the tables as they ran. So every time I looked to my left, I thought I was seeing, going to see some other artist, and then I'd see myself and get surprised every time. Without fail, the entire time I kept surprising myself, because I just expected to see an artist every time. Before I make this next statement, there is no negative directly towards the con intended. There's also no negative directly towards the artist that's associated with this statement. This is just for the circumstantial shenaniganry of it. But so, no negative, no hate. I'm just pointing out the discussion because I'm telling you a story. Directly behind my booth was a artist who was selling anime stuff. I didn't see the rest of what they were selling because there was a kind of a blockade. Because instead of a banner or a sign or whatever behind this person's booth, they had a pole rack thing, and hanging on that rack, by my remembrance, were four 6 foot long body pillow covers. Okay, if you're familiar with anime culture, and you know, some people are all about body pillow covers with cute people on them. It's even, this whole thing is even featured on the show 30 Rock, where James Franco is one of these people, which is a joke that did not age well. But they're selling body pillow covers. And the body pillow covers are four completely naked anime women. Now, to adhere to guidelines and standards, the extremely sensitive areas have like a post-it note over them. And with a note that says, if you want to see what's under here, you have to show your ID and be 18. Which, you know, that's its own thing. I felt like the post-its made it worst. But the short thing you need to get is that when you look directly at my booth, directly over my head are four naked anime women. So every conversation I had today about spiritual thoughts, God moving, prayer requests, like all those conversations, people were looking over my head to see naked anime women. And that's fun. But let me flip that around. I know that not everybody is looking forward to my content, and that the same rights I have to set up a booth and discuss Bible stuff, that person has the right, as long as they weren't violating what the con said were the rules, then I just have to take the, not the L, but I have to take the circumstantial after effects of that. And that'll play in a little bit later into some of the discussions. But let me say some good things, some positives. My daughter Carmen went. She's always delightful. And so it was nice to have her with me there. This was another day. This was the second show where I had the Faith and Fandom wrestling belt celebrating 10 years of Faith and Fandom. And so I got to have several friends sign it, because I have a nice little network of people that I care about and that support Faith and Fandom in the Florence area. So that was really cool. My friend Patrick Gale, who's also one of our Patreon supporters and a long-term con friend that I met doing cons, which is neat. My friend Patrick came and he hung out behind the booth, and we talked for a while about parenting and raising daughters and all that stuff. And so that was neat. And because this is his hometown, he connected with a lot of people just walking by that I didn't know. So that was neat. So Patrick came and he signed the belt. My friends Jerry and Scott, who was one of my former coworkers at Camp Grace when I was working there. Jerry was one of my former college students in my college ministry. And then once I got married, they both worked at different camp ministries as well. Now they live in Florence. And so Patrick was able to connect them with stuff in Florence. And we were to have good conversations. And I gave their kid MJ a massive amount of cards. And she actually sent me a text a little bit ago to say that MJ is losing his mind over these Pokemon cards you gave him. Which I know this is a small thing, and it's not maybe hugely impactful on the gospel, but you know, one of the things that's been set up at our booth for a while now, because people are generous and give me cards to give away, is that I'll have a giant stack of Pokemon cards, and anybody that's wearing Pokemon or we're having a conversation or they seem interested, their Pokemon cards there, I'll let them roll the dice, and whatever card or whatever number they land on is what I give them. I usually make them re-roll if they do anything less than 7. Because I want to give more cards away. But I had some really great interactions with parents and kids today, just giving out Pokemon cards. And I am grateful for that, on a regular basis, and for the people that have helped provide that and make that possible. It really does help, just some good ministry conversations. And I like blessing people. And so it's fun to see kids' reactions to that. But my friend Jerry and Scott came, my friend April and Roger came. April is a longtime friend and supporter of Faith and Fandom. Like, she's probably one of the people that have bought more bulk books than anyone to like give to youth groups and stuff like that. And they signed the belt, and also the Simpson family from Florida. People that I know from cons, and you know, that we've, you know, just shared life and journeys together along the way. And I posted photos of them sharing, and they seemed really they were happy, I think, to be asked to sign it. And you know, that's the thing, like when I'm going to shows now, like in my head there's a mental checklist of, okay, who are the people that are going to be signing this thing, and I'm looking for them, and their family was one of the people that I was looking for in the Florida area, not Florida, sorry, Florence area. And so Jordan and Christine were one of those couples, and you know, I asked them to do it, and you know, Jordan said that they were honored. Christine, you know, said some really sweet things about being asked, but she said core memory acquired, that asking her to sign the belt was a core memory. And it's a core memory for me, just getting to celebrate what God has done through Faith and Fandom, and, what I've been just privileged and honored enough to sit back and watch as God has just done in crazy powerful ways and powerful things. So I'm super grateful for that. And, getting to sign the belt was, you know, something makes me happy. And I'm looking forward. Our next show is in, Richmond, Virginia. You know, I've already got my mental list of, all right, who's signing the belt there. Like, so Jillian, if you're listening, you know, I'm coming for you. It's cool. So, I'm grateful for that. That was a good experience. One of the weirder, but also equally beautiful things, is that, I was in a conversation with somebody about The Last of Us, and we're talking about, episode 3, the Nick Offerman episode. And I mentioned that one of the guys in the episode, the other dude that's not Nick Offerman, is on the show White Lotus season 1. And as I said that, somebody like out of nowhere started doing the warble, White Lotus theme song. Like, it's some this weird thing. I think this is the second podcast I've tried to do that on. But look it up. Listen to the White Lotus theme song and you'll get it. But hearing somebody do that out loud was bananas. It's just, it was just bananas. And then one interaction that I was, and, you know, there were several people that have come by, and, you know, the candles were really popular today. The children's, my children's book, Can I Still Wear My Cape, was actually really popular today. In fact, it was too popular, because I don't think I have enough books for GalaxyCon now. But, you know, whatever. God will work it out. I've ordered some, and maybe Amazon will just be really super-duper keen on the shipping and getting it together. Who knows? One of the interactions that was just kind of a moment for me today, and it was not a bad moment, and it ties back to the pillow thing I mentioned earlier. There was, I saw a youth group coming, and you can tell a youth group coming, you know, usually it's like matching t-shirts, two adults that obviously aren't connected to all the kids. And I saw this youth group coming, matching church shirts. And as they walked to the booth, one of the ladies that was helping with the youth group said, "See, Danny, this is what we are trying to tell you. Whatever gift you have, whatever passions you have, God can use them to help share the gospel." And this lady was just pouring life, and it was giving me life. And I was so encouraged hearing this. And then one of the male leaders with the group, all of a sudden, under his breath, keep moving. And he was like very politely trying to push the whole youth group away from my booth. And at that point, I had an existential crisis. I'm like, what did I do? I was like, did the thou shall not be a turd sticker, is that too far? Is like Jesus loves you, but don't be a douche, is that sticker now too offensive? I was like, what did I do that would be so offensive that would push a youth group away? Because I get if my stuff offends people that aren't about God. But if a youth group is running from my booth, what did I do wrong? And then it occurred to me, there's naked ladies on pillows behind me. And at that point in time was the first real frustration I had about it. Again, they had the same rights to be there as I did. I have the same, you know, it's the territory. Like, okay, we all have the right to be in this space. I can't complain about it if they're not complaining about me. Razzle dazzle. Although I did hear them complaining about Jesus stuff later, but whatever. They were not intentionally there pooping in my cornflakes. They were existing as an artist. But it discouraged me because I really was looking forward to the conversation I was going to have with that youth group. Like, I was going to give them free materials. I was going to have good conversations and really encourage that kid they were talking to. Like, my heart was ready. And then they had to walk away. And so I got up from the booth. I took the business card. I went over to the gentleman that had his youth group walk away. And I said, and he started to tell me about the pillows. And I was like, I understand. I get it. He said, listen, one of the kids in our group struggles with stuff like that. I'm like, I got you, bro. It's okay. I just wanted to give you this card and say, hey, if you go to the blog section, there's like 170 devotionals on different nerdy things. Maybe your youth group can use them. Maybe you can encourage Danny, the kid you were talking to, about it. And it can be a blessing to you. Whatever works for you, we hope it's a good day. And I didn't have the conversation I wanted with that youth group. But I still was trying to make the best opportunity of it. Carmen wanted me to say that her favorite thing was these potion bottles that she found. And there was a gentleman that was around the corner from our booth that was giving her free stickers all day. And there was a claw machine that somebody had built that was giving out little stuff. But her favorite thing was that there was somebody selling Ditto versions of Pokemon stuffed animals. And she ended up with a Ditto Pikachu. This was also a community day for Pokemon Go, and I didn't realize it until the last seconds it was over, and I got one shiny Alolan Slowpoke, and it was very low stats. But I'll be thankful because I could have missed it completely, but I digress. Overall, things were really, like, minus the pillow youth group situation, this was a really good show. I'm recording this almost within an hour of coming home for the night after working at the church and everything after the show. I haven't counted money or anything like that. But what I do know, even without opening our cash box or checking sales, is that this was my most profitable show financially. Probably since the fall, probably since October. And I only know that because Square sends me updates, and I know that what they sent me saying I made was more than what I paid for the table, and I know that there's more in my cash box. I don't care enough to go open my crates tonight and count money, but I do know that this wasn't a loss financially, which I will celebrate that win every time. It was a good show. It was a good response, but that also means a lot of books and a lot of shirts and a lot of stickers went out, and I was able to sell candles and give Pokemon cards away and make good connections with people. And I'm really grateful for that. It was a good opportunity. Out of all the Florence shows I've done, this was the best one that I've had with Florence Comic-Con and Power Comic-Con as a whole. And I don't think they did anything really different. I don't think they did anything crazy. I know that they had a guest from that was in Wakanda Forever, and a guest that was in The Walking Dead and stuff. But I mean, it's nothing bananas. But I think it was just the right time, the right day, the right environment, and it really clicked on all cylinders. And even for me, selling my Bible studies, it was a good connection and a good time. And I'm grateful for that. I think that's the big thing. Me and my daughter got some Buc-ee's on the way home, and kind of came home and hit the ground running, and I did some church work, and I'm recording these, and then get up and preach in the morning. So as soon as I post this, I'm going to go work on my sermon and review it. So yeah, there's that. I leave Thursday, which is 4 or 5 days from now, to go to GalaxyCon Richmond for my biggest show of the year thus far. And, you know, that's a thing. And I don't think I have enough books or anything for this show, but I'm going to take what it does. I'm going to spend some of this week working on the message. I just did a Last of Us chapter, and it may end up being that one. But I also feel like there's going to be something else in it. But another cool thing is Ashley from Fangirling Over Jesus is going to be joining us at that show, as part of our booth. So that'll be fun. Before I roll out, let me take a moment to thank our Patreon supporters, Scott Ward, Alicia Benson, Candace Davis, Jay Sheed, Jillian, who I'll see at GalaxyCon Richmond, Jason Crutchfield, Mike Perna, Todd Turner, John Jacobs, who I also saw today on the con floor, Zach Harris, Caleb Grimm, Jeanette Skaggs, Chris Poirier, who's currently at a hockey game because he helps manage a hockey team now, Jason Bullock, Christina Ray, Sarah Lewis, Patrick Gale, who was at the booth today, Rebecca Godlove, and Adam Davis. Thank you all for being Patreon supporters and just being as encouraging as you are. So thank you with that. I hope you enjoyed this little breakdown of my con adventure, and I hope you have a great night.